good morning. If that organ doesn't rouse you and make you feel the spirit, what does, right? Welcome. My name is Barbara Fote, and I'm a member here, and I am here to welcome you and give you a little information as we begin worship. So whatever brings you here, custom, curiosity, crisis, may you feel welcomed and loved here. Anyone is free to wear these stoles. They mean that we all come in different shapes and sizes and all kinds of differences, but everybody has a piece in the puzzle that is God's wonderful world. So welcome to all of you. If you are new, I hope I will catch you. I'm on the welcome team, or somebody else does. There's a brochure here we would like for you to get to know about this congregation and its mission and ministry. And inside your bulletin, will everybody just pull out your yellow slip? On one side, we would like to know you're here, whether you've been here for 50 years or it's your first time. And then on the flip side, there's a chance for you to write a prayer request, and those will be shared later in the service. So if you do have a prayer request, the ushers will collect those, and if you don't, hang on to your yellow slip till the offering, and then just drop it in the offering plate. There's an abbreviated order of worship that is in your bulletin, and everything else you need will appear on the screen. There are restrooms and childcare through this door. In the gathering room after service, we will have some conversation time and maybe coffee, and also there's a soup and sermon discussion after worship. A couple of opportunities to nurture your Christmas spirit and give to others. At 1 o'clock, some folks are meeting at the Peel entrance to go caroling to some people who would appreciate a little bit of cheer. So there will be some snacks after worship if you want to just stay and then go with the choir and others to do caroling. And then I believe we have some firefighters who are going to get the gifts that are here. 72 firefighters, but we only have, is it going to be loaves and fishes? We only have 6 bags there. Okay, Alicia assures me it will be loaves and fishes. We want to take some gifts as part of, we've been giving gifts all through Advent to the firefighters in our area. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve, right here at 7 o'clock, one of my favorite services. We're having the traditional Christmas Eve pageant where the children will be in costume and will act out the story. We'll sing carols. And the one tradition about this church that's never been at any other church I've been a member of, and I think this is like the 9th United Methodist Church I've been a member of, will have a real live baby Jesus. So that will be special at 7 o'clock. Then you may stay for snacks, and then there's a 10 o'clock service, or just come for the 10 o'clock service if you would like a little bit more melodic, calmer service with communion. That will be the Christmas service. So 7 for the pageant, 10 for the Christmas communion service. Now, you know how they say silence your cell phones and all that kind of stuff at the theater? I really want you to pull them out, particularly if you are a Facebook or a Twitter or an Instagram user, and please tell your friends about the Christmas Eve service, or at least go like on Facebook the Christmas Eve service, so that will get to everybody so we can have a packed house as we often do. Let's see, a couple other things I want to tell you about. I think that's it. And the beautiful poinsettias are going to be given after worship to people in our church community who need a little brightening for the holidays, who've had a tough year, those who are sick. So some of you have been designated to take those flowers. And my opportunity now is to remind you after the service to come up and get those flowers that are going to be taken to others, or some of you are getting to enjoy yourselves. I believe that is all of the announcements at the moment. Let us continue our worship in this very special day.
Good morning. I am Pastor Alicia. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you. I'm so glad to see you, so glad to meet you. I invite you to take a deep breath. Imagine what is above you is a star-lit night. And in this moment, all is calm, all is bright.
Silent
on this final Sunday of Advent, we continue our commemoration of the 200th anniversary of Silent Night, Holy Night, and speak the fourth verse together. Will you speak this with me? Silent Night, Holy Night, wondrous star, lend thy light. With the angels, let us sing. Alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. The last verse of the hymn invites us to lift our voices in alleluias to the one who is King. This descriptor was more radical for the people of Jesus' time as it resisted the powers of empire that threatened the least of these that Jesus came to serve. We are reminded by this seemingly benign and sweet song that whenever there is injustice in this world, we are to look to the one whose power is love. How might this increase our hope for the future?
Of the star that shone over Bethlehem for all to see. God of our future, we open ourselves to hear your call today, the call to keep hope alive no matter the troubles we face. Help us to never lose hope and to offer hope to all around us, making our lives, our families, our communities, and our world a better place. Fill us with your peace and light. Make the world so calm and bright.
I don't think Christmas would be the same if we didn't sing, "On this day, earth shall ring." This special tradition that the Flynn family brought with them when they joined our church expresses the true joy of the Christmas season. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 248, also on the screen.
On this day, earth shall ring with a song children sing to the Lord Christ our King, born on earth to save us. Him the Father gave us. Yea, day, oh, he day, oh, he day, oh, gloria in excelsis Deo. When the sun bars the truth, when he came down to earth, Bethlehem saw his birth. On the staff beside him, from the cold would hide him. Ideo, oh, oh, Ideo, oh, oh, Ideo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Guide star o'er his head, wise men three to him led. Kneel they low by his bed, lay their gifts before him, praise him and adore him. He day ho, 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 he day ho, 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 he day ho, gloria in excelsis Deo. On this day, angels sing with their
Please remain standing. God has called each of us here today because worship is a communal act. Take a moment and greet those around you with the peace and love of Christ, saying, "The hope of Christ be with you." When you hear the music start, it's time to return to your seats and the children would join Pastor Alicia.
Candles on our Advent wreath all Advent, all December. And so I was hoping that we could again do this with our hands because I think that it really brings to life what we have going on up here. So can you hold your hand up with five fingers? There's only four candles, but there's five fingers because the last finger, the last candle that's going to come up, comes up tomorrow at Christmas Eve. Okay? So we have five, and it's okay. So we're going to light one, and will you repeat after me as we do this? Okay. This is our prayer today. In the silence of the night, by the stars' gentle life, peace is born. And we're going to put our light peace. Joy is born. Love is born. And today, hope is born. Amen. And we've been talking about babies all Advent as well. And sometimes they cry, don't they? Does anyone here know babies that cry? I know some of you have babies probably in your own homes that cry, right? And we've tried to do a couple things. We had the blanket the first week. You remember that? And we comforted the baby with a blanket. And then the second week, we had laughter. Do you remember that baby laughing as the paper got ripped? And we brought joy and silly faces to babies. Sometimes that helps them stop crying. And last week we talked about feeding the baby, right? And we saw the little kitten drink out of the bottle. Remember that? And so this week, what do you think we can do? What other things help babies stop crying? What other things? Can you think of anything else? You have something? What other things? Do you have an idea?
Sing them a song.
Oh my goodness, it's like you knew I was going to ask. That's exactly it. We can sing babies a song. You have an idea?
Drink milk.
Yep, sometimes they drink milk, yes. Anything else? Yeah.
Sing them a lullaby.
Yes, yeah, sing them a lullaby.
Have fun with them.
Have fun with them, absolutely. So today we have a video. And it's about soothing a baby with a lullaby or a song. So can we play that? Does anyone here sing like that? Is that how you sing a lullaby? I think that's a cute video. So sometimes when we sing a baby a lullaby, it calms them down. And it helps them know that we're watching over them. And it puts hope in the baby's heart that when they wake up, their loved ones will be right by them and still there. When we truly give of ourselves, just like this doggy did, it puts so much hope into the world. Many years ago, the wise men came to bring gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh to the child Jesus. Do you guys remember, some of you were at the Christmas pageant rehearsal, do you remember seeing those things come in, the wise men come in and give gifts? Well, tomorrow night we'll see it again. But beyond the value of gifts themselves, think of how much the wise men gave of themselves. They traveled a really, really long way. They were guided only by a star and with confident expectation that they would find Jesus. That is hope. And their hope inspires us today. So, as we leave today, make sure you're filled with hope in this upcoming Jesus that is coming, and we're reminded is coming on Tuesday. All right, so today, yes. So how about you tiptoe back to whoever you're sitting with, and we'll continue our time of worship. Thanks for talking with me today and thinking about ways that we can make babies comforted.
Hear these timeless words from the prophet Isaiah and the Gospel of Matthew. A child is born to us, a son is given, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. In the time of King Herod after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Israel. For from you shall come a ruler who is shepherd my people." This is the word of God for the people of God. The Advent message of hope within our own hearts and hope for the world. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 204, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. And we will sing this until it starts to sink in deep in our hearts. Please stand.
Please be seated. Wow. Well, I didn't know we were going to have a serious song before I talked. Now I'm a little worried about my beginning joke. So you probably don't know what I do when I'm not here or writing a sermon. I binge watch shows like Downton Abbey, The Crown, and my new one is Victoria. That's right, I have no life. I live vicariously through British royalty. What do you think of when you hear the word royalty or king or queen? What do you think? I heard diamonds, society? Yes? Okay, what about all of you? What do you think of? Yes. What else? Influence. What did you say, Stephen?
Crown.
Crown, yes.
Mighty.
Empire. Yeah, empire. Yeah. So some things that I thought of, and maybe it comes from my perspective, it probably does, is tiaras, which I heard crown. diamonds, luxury, and servants. It seems people just love or hate royalty. So when Jesus was named King of the Jews, it was startling. He was to be a different kind of king, a king born in a stable. He was not born from royal parents, but ordinary people just doing the best they could given the systems of government that kept them down. Parents who traveled afar to be counted at a very inconvenient time in their lives. Some might say an unsafe time in the pregnancy to travel. In Downton Abbey and Victoria, the story doesn't end with the royals or the upstairs, but the royals' life is contrasted with the downstairs. In Victoria, it is with the commoners. Jesus was born as the king of the commoners, the least of these. Born from the least of these. Born in a simple way. Born in a lowly way. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God with the least of these. God did not want to be king of the royals, but the king of peace and the king of love for everyone, including the least of these. This is the message of Christmas, the message of hope. Hope is in the message of his birth. God wanted the ordinary, the lowly, to know they were loved by God through Jesus. He was a grassroots leader, God with us. Well, some might ask, where is God today? Well, as I was writing this sermon, I heard on the TV about a church on the southern border of our country who is feeding people, comforting people, sharing God's love with people. I'd call it hope on the border. God with us. And God is not only at the border, but here in Syracuse. Someone from our congregation wrote on Facebook on Friday this: I drove a young man home from our food pantry today. This is what he said to me. A lot of places seem to want to help at Christmas time, but you at UUMC, at University Church, are there for people every day. The church is making a real difference in people's lives. Wow. Emmanuel, God with us. And this morning, I had to rewrite my sermon a little bit because I read Richard Rohr, and I had to include what he said. So this is what Richard Rohr said in his meditation today. We cannot earn God. We cannot prove ourselves worthy of God. Knowing God's presence is simply a matter of awareness, of enjoying the now, of deepening one's own presence. There are moments when it happens. Then life makes sense. Once I can see the mystery here and trust a mystery, even in this piece of clay that I am, then I can also see it in you. We are eventually able to see the divine image within ourselves, in each other, and in all things. Finally, the seeing is one. How you see anything is how you will see everything. Jesus pushes seeing to the social edge. Can we see the image of Christ in the least of our brothers and sisters? That is his only description of final judgment in Matthew 25. Nothing about commandments, nothing about church attendance, simply a matter of our ability to see. Can we see Christ in the nobodies
who can't play our game of success, in those who cannot reward us in return. When we see the image of God where we are not accustomed to seeing the image of God, then we see with our own eyes. Then we see with eyes not our own. God with us, Emmanuel. So, I'm ad-libbing because I just thought of something. This is why our church is not to do anything but succeed. That's what we are here to do. We are to do nothing else but succeed. And success is feeding people body, mind, and spirit. So I don't want to talk anymore about how horrible finances are. I want to talk about what is next. That's what we are doing now. What is next for us? Nothing less. Only success in loving God's people. Okay. So as much as I love to watch TV about the British royals, in real life, we are called, I am called, and we are called to be the light of hope through acts that Jesus taught us for the least of these. We are to trust in this powerful message of Jesus' birth and ministry, who came from an unlikely place. We are to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. Amen.
As we prepare for prayer this morning, the ushers will collect your prayer slips. If you have one, it's found in your bulletin, and they will be read aloud. Please join me in singing our call to prayer, Christ Be Our Light.
Many the gifts, many the people, many the hearts that yearn to belong. Let us be servants to one another, making your kingdom come. Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ be our light, shine in your church, gathered today.
Some prayers are spoken, and others still unspoken are weighing on our hearts today. God, we bring them all to you, knowing that you indeed fill us when we open our hearts to you.
Wrap them in your love so tight. Guide them in your holy light.
Amen. As we continue in prayer, we will begin with a silent time, silent prayer, followed by a spoken prayer, and finally the Lord's Prayer. And when we continue with the Lord's Prayer, speak that prayer in whatever language or way you feel closest to God. Getting comfortable in your seat, breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill not only your lungs but your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Holy and loving Spirit, your hope arises with each dawn, pushing back the rubble of yesterday. And each new day reminds us of the hope in your grace. You even paint it across the dawning sky. The colorful morning overcomes our darkness with truth and light. Stretch out your hopeful hand to everyone gathered here and throughout the globe. that we each may be filled with the freshness, the fullness, and the relief we find in that hope. Join me now in the prayer that Jesus shared. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver thee, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. During Advent, our study groups have made gifts to distribute to groups in the community. Each week, in different ways, we will contribute to the peace and light, the calm and bright in our community. We have placed around the manger gifts that we packed for firefighters at Station 1 and Station 10, and they will be delivered today after church. Committed Christians here in Syracuse have been serving this community and in this place, on this corner, for 150 years. Every time I hear that, I think, wow. You are now a part of this tradition. And Advent and the coming of Jesus' birth reminds us why we are here and why it's important to maintain our witness in this place. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips in the plate as it comes around, as the handbell choir plays The Little Drummer Boy.
God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Christ and Holy Ghost.
As we remain standing, please join me in speaking our unison prayer of dedication. Beloved lover of humankind, soften our hearts so that we too may gladly give of our time and treasure to those in need. In lowliness of mind, let us esteem others as greater than ourselves, and the needs of others as greater than our own. May our hearts become as tender wombs prepared to receive your grace, that in due time we may bring forth the joyful fruit of your Spirit. Amen. The waiting is almost over. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. Please join me in singing hymn number 237, Sing We Now of Christmas. Sing we now of Christmas, sing the thing we hear. Hear our grateful praises to the babe so dear. Sing we Noel, the King is born Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel. Angels call to shepherds, leave your flocks at rest. Journey forth to Bethlehem, find the child so blessed. Sing we Noel, the King is born Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel. In Bethlehem they found him, Joseph and Mary mild, seated by the manger, watching the holy child. Sing we Noel, the King is born Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel. The eastern country came the kings afar, bearing gifts to Bethlehem, guided by a star. Sing we Noel, the King is born Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel. Gold and myrrh they took their gifts of greatest price. There was never a stable so like paradise. Sing we Noel, the King is born Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now Noel.
Please be seated. Worship is ending, and there's still more to come because the bell choir is going to play again, and we're going to hear an organ response in our prelude. We've been so blessed this Advent, haven't we? We've had the senior choir, we've had the handbells, we've had the No Fall Orchestra. It has just been a blessed year. So, we have received the light. We have shared the light together. And now we prepare to take that light out into the world. Please join me in our Advent blessing. Go with God into this day. May the Spirit guide your way. Offer hope to all you greet. Like Christ, see God in all you meet. Our music for heading out into the world is a special piece that was commissioned for this worship series. So let's join in singing, We Need a Silent Night in Here.
We need a silent night in here. We need your presence to be near. Give us the hope we need and the peace we seek. We need a silent night in here.
across the whole.